This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Lok Sabha has passed the Central Excise Amendment Bill 2025. The proposed law aimed to amend the Central Excise Act 1944, specifically to raise excise duties and cess on tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, hookah tobacco, chewing tobacco, zarda, and scented tobacco. Replying to a debate on the bill, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, "This is not a new law and not even an additional tax." She said it is not a cess, but it is an excise duty which existed before GST. She said even after GST came into effect, compensation cess rates remain unchanged from July 2017 to 2024.
When GST was introduced in 2017, the central government gave up its excise rights and the duties which were levied under the central excise on tobacco products was given away in favor of the GST council so that the council can levy compensation cess, and that compensation cess which would be collected on tobacco products in the place of excise would go for the compensation for the states for the initial years when they come into the GST. As a result, the central excise duty, the right was kept up, duties were minimal or completely zero.
Several other members participated in the discussion, including Dr. D. Purandeshwari of the BJP, Karthi P. Chidambaram of the Congress, and Supriya Sule of the NCP. After the discussion, the House was adjourned for the day to meet again tomorrow. Union Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya today rejected the opposition's allegations of snooping, saying the snooping is neither possible nor will happen with the Sanchar Sathi app. Replying to a question at the Lok Sabha, Mr. Sindhya clarified that users can activate the app by registering at their convenience to access its benefits, and they may deactivate or delete it from the devices at any time. He said the Narendra Modi government has provided this facility to protect the citizens from fraudulent activities.
Today, every citizen of the country can protect themselves from fraud from stolen mobile. They can record and report their stolen mobile. And 20 crore hits have been made on our portal. Approximately 1 crore 50 lakh apps have been downloaded. And today, I want to record that on the basis of this app and portal, 1 crore 50 lakh mobile connections have been disconnected in the country which are fraudulent because the public has reported this. Approximately 2.6 million stolen handsets we have traced. We have also returned 7 lakh handsets that have been stolen.
Meanwhile, the government has decided not to make the pre-installation of the Sanchar Sathi app mandatory for mobile manufacturers. The Minister of Communications in a statement said that the app is secure and purely meant to help citizens from bad actors in the cyber world. In Chhattisgarh, 12 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district today. Three security personnel also laid down their lives in the operation. Superintendent of Police Bijapur Jitendra Yadav informed that a joint team of the District Reserve Guard, Special Task Force Cobra Unit and the CRPF launched a search operation following intelligence inputs. The International Day of Persons with Disabilities 2025 has been observed today. On the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu conferred national awards to individuals and institutions for their exemplary effort in empowering persons with disabilities. Addressing the event, President said, "A society can only be called developed in the true sense when the differently abled are treated as equals." On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, reaffirmed the government's resolve to ensure dignity, accessibility, and equal opportunities for persons with disabilities. Prime Minister Modi shared an article on social media today highlighting the importance of natural farming. He issued a clarion call to people across India to adopt and expand natural farming practices. In men's cricket, India have set a target of 359 runs against South Africa in the second ODI of the three-match series in Raipur today. The hosts posted 358 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. In reply, South Africa were 97 for 1 in 17 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.